24. Esther speaks up. In the land of Persia, a Jewish girl named Esther became queen. She was an orphan, raised by her older cousin Mordecai, and she was far from home. Mordecai had told her to keep her Jewish identity a secret, and she had. Now there was a powerful man in the Persian court named Haman. The king had promoted Haman above all the other officials, and everyone was supposed to bow when Haman passed. But Mordecai refused to bow. He was a Jew, and he would not bow to a man like Haman. Haman was furious, not just at Mordecai, but at all the Jewish people. He went to the king and said, "There's a certain people scattered throughout your kingdom whose laws are different from everyone else's. They don't obey the king's laws. It's not in your interest to let them live." Haman offered to pay an enormous sum of money to have them all destroyed. The king agreed. He signed the decree. On a certain day, every Jewish man, woman, and child in the entire Persian Empire was to be killed. When Mordecai heard, he tore his clothes and wept. He sent word to Esther. "You have to go to the king. You have to speak for your people." Esther sent back a frightening truth. "Anyone who goes to the king without being summoned is put to death. Unless the king holds out his golden scepter. And the king hasn't called for me in 30 days." Going to the king uninvited could mean her death. Staying silent meant her people would die. Mordecai sent back one more message. "Do not think that because you are in the palace you will escape. If you stay silent, help will come from somewhere else. But you and your family will perish. And who knows whether you have come to your position for such a time as this. For such a time as this." Maybe everything that had happened, the orphan girl becoming queen, the secret she had kept, the position she had been given, maybe all of it was leading to this moment. Esther made her decision. She sent word to Mordecai, "Gather all the Jews and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days. I and my servants will do the same, and then I will go to the king. If I perish, I perish." On the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and walked into the inner court of the palace. The king was on his throne. She stood there, uninvited, her life hanging on what the king would do next. The king held out his golden scepter. Esther was allowed to speak. She didn't blurt everything out at once. She invited the king and Haman to a banquet, and then to a second banquet. And at the second banquet, with Haman sitting right there, Esther revealed the truth. "I am a Jew, and this man has convinced you to destroy my people." The king was furious at Haman. Haman was punished, but there was a problem. In the Persian Empire, a decree signed by the king could never be taken back. The order to destroy the Jewish people still stood. So the king issued a second decree, one that gave the Jews the right to defend themselves and fight back. And they did. The Jewish people were saved because one woman, in the right place at the right time, chose to speak, even though it could have killed her. When you're the one in a position to help, you speak up, even when it's dangerous. Especially when it's dangerous. Nobody could go into that throne room for Esther. Nobody could say the words for her. She was the only one who could do it, and she knew it. You might be exactly where you are for a reason. Esther 1-9.